Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
We were in Morondoy. Sharona revealed episode 165 to 166. The last time we were in Morondoy, Sharona revealed to Coretta that Kimol had given her a very expensive perfume. Coretta was delighted as she felt this would lead to money and other benefits. Zina encouraged a reluctant Denzel to stay over as she missed him. However, Auntie Myrtle overheard the conversation and warned him against pursuing an affair with a woman 20 years his senior. Sharona lied to Coretta and Nadira that John was listening while she was in the shower and was watching her while she slept. And now, as we return to Morondoy, John has returned home from work in a jolly mood.
Established in 2004 at Home Stretch Island, we have been providing a diverse...
Coretta! Good afternoon to my lovely wife!
Y'all, today was a real good day. I'm so happy since the start back walking with Goldman. You know, walking upon them bridges easy though. Their heat out there is something not for play with. Sorry I didn't come home last night, but after work I went over by Goldman and Dino, and I end up falling asleep. Anyway, you see my text message, right?
Yes, I see it, John.
Anyway, what you cook today? Are you hungry bad?
I ain't cook, John.
Man, you could have called me and tell me buy something on the way in.
They got tennis roll and butter.
After a long day's work, I want something heavy in my stomach. If I eat a tennis roll and butter, within 1 hour, I'm going to be hungry again.
Well, I just didn't feel like cooking.
You call Sharona and tell she you ain't cook.
Sharona boyfriend, Kimol, carry she for eat out.
Oh.
But I know you got a problem with that.
I think the girl come down here to work, and man is not a priority. Anyway, Kimol is a decent young man. Look, I go in and buy something. Goldman give me a fine change. I ain't getting my first pay till next week, but he give me a little something in the meantime.
Well, that is nice of him. At least you ain't gonna got to thief my money anymore to buy rum.
I gonna pay you back every cent. And I ain't thief you money. We's husband and wife. Why you can't give me a fine change? All the money I collect from Goldman for the first set of work, I bring it and put it on the table. And you take 80% and left 20% for me.
Because I just make tea breakfast and dinner and pay the bills.
All right. I don't want to argue, man. I'm in a really good mood, you know. I think I'm going to buy a veggie cook-up. You want one?
I don't want nothing. I good.
All right. Y'all, I should get a bicycle. As soon as I get this first set of money, I think I'm going to buy one.
For ride when you drunk and get knocked down.
I ease up on the drinking, man. Since I start walking back with Goldman, me and Tech a drink. Are doing really good.
Before you go out, I want to talk to you about something.
I can't wait till I come back, man. I'm hungry.
No, it can't wait.
Ah, Coretta.
Come sit down.
All right. What's going on?
Is why you just there looking at Sharona.
What?
Why you just there looking at Sharona?
I don't be looking at Sharona.
So you ain't got two eyes for see?
I mean, yes. I just see she. And me eyes must land on she sometimes. But I know they're looking at she in no funny way.
John, let me tell you something. I is them men who does got the nice wife like me, but you see a young thing and you want to make yourself pompous.
But Coretta, you ain't listening to me. I don't be watching a girl like that. Why would I want a little girl like that, eh?
I said don't do it.
I ain't do nothing.
I ain't born yesterday. See people girl pick me and don't see.
Well, what is this for me this afternoon?
We don't even know what kind of disease you come out of prison with. You ain't even want to go and check, but you got the face to watch little girl.
I guess I can't win by.
No, because you's a wicked big man. Going in the girl bedroom and watching she while she's sleeping.
I don't do the Coretta.
Play with me, John. Play with me. You would end up 6 feet under and don't know how you meet there.
Wait. Is threat you threatening me?
I'm telling you, if you lay a finger on Sharona, I can call the police myself.
You know what? Do whatever you want, man. This is foolishness and ignorance. You're accusing me of something I don't know nothing about. You know, a woman like Ayo is some real crass to people life.
This crass could put you out, and I will put you out. Play with me, John. Play with me.
Look, I out of here.
You don't have to come back.
Miss Dinah, I never thought I would feel so sad reading about Mr. Aubrey's death announcement, you know.
I know, Kevin. The funeral day fast approaching and Randa and Jamari coming soon. Father God, help me get through this.
I really worried about you, Nick, you know.
Me too. I glad she's sleeping because every time she wake up, she's crying.
Yeah, it's kind of tough on her.
You want to care? I'll stay home with me tonight.
If you don't mind. I need some sleep myself.
All right, I can carry you.
Thanks, Miss Dino.
Inside! Hello!
Sonny?
I can open. Hi, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Singh.
Good evening, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Come in.
Hey, Dinah? You over here?
Yes, Sonny. Baby girl, how you do?
What try, man? What am I going to tell you?
Man, me sorry we had to come under them circumstances this. How are you, Nick, there?
She's sleeping.
Oh.
Me hear you, Nick, not take him good.
No, she's not good at all.
Whole day, whole night she crying. I'm happy she getting some rest now.
Well, okay. I've been a couple weeks she then, man. Left she.
It's not easy for lose one parent, you know. Me nearly run mad when me mama been dead.
I remember you had a hard time, baby.
Yes. Anyway, as the time pass, you learn to live with them. I'll have got for go someday. But still, death our hard thing for deal with.
Especially when you not expect it. Aubrey being good. And then sudden, so he is no more.
That is it. Look, some people walking around looking good. But slowly dying.
And that's why you have to go and see doctor regular. For make sure everything art with your health.
Aubrey put on some weight, but still... I didn't expect anything like this. Heart attack.
Young people getting heart problems too.
Too much drugs. Too much energy drink mixed with alcohol. Too much fatty food and sugar. Soon, Guyana will get one fast food to every corner.
It's serious.
And how much young people has really got doctor for check pan herself? Most of them only are going and feel sick.
Well, that is it.
Man, it's sad what's going on. Anyway, me and baby just stop for give her the condolences.
Alright, I can tell you, Nick.
When go be the funeral, though?
When Rhonda and the little boy come?
Next week, they come in with the body.
Alright.
Well, I be got for Ron, man. Bibi still got for make dinner.
Me got my husband, what do I make joke with the belly, me tell you.
Well, I don't know. Watch. You take care, man. Take care.
Week night, I be go come, too. Me gonna bring little roti, puri, and curry for you.
Thanks, Bibi.
Thanks for coming, Miss Bibi and Mr. Sonny.
Is that right, Kevin?
Later.
Miss Dino, you think Unique seeing Miss Rhonda and Jamari can make things better or worse?
I think it gonna make things better and probably worse at the same time.
Oh.
I know she's gonna be happy to see her mother and brother after so long, but
yeah, man.
Aubrey not being with them. She gonna be in tears all over again.
I'm really worried about her, you know, Miss Dino.
Me too. We really gotta keep an eye on she. I frightened she might try for harm herself or something.
Oh gosh. I can't handle that, you know.
No, we ain't gonna able. But that is why we gotta keep a close eye on her.
In the night I hardly sleep in. I keep in watch on Unique, looking after Iceland. It's been so hard, you know.
You need some rest, Kevin. Pack I send 2 things, and I'm going to call Goldman for pick me up.
Thanks so much, Miss Dino. I really appreciate everything you do for us.
That is what family is for. We celebrate each other when we up, and support each other when we down.
Yes.
Oh gosh, Labri, make us come and bury.
You think this funeral can get a lot of people, though?
If it's Maroon that we living in. And none of these people ain't got for know the dead.
Yeah, that too.
And watch what's gonna happen week night. Some of them gonna come with no intention of cooking for the next week. But I gonna set fire to them who feel they're gonna carry home 10 and 12 bucks of food.
That's plenty, Miss Dino.
I see it happen already. When some people hear about work, it's like Christmas for them.
I say, open the door.
John, you know what time it is?
I surprised. A old witch like you ain't out here at this hour sucking somebody baby blood.
You son of a... John, look. Go sleep in the hammock. Shona got work in the morning, and I don't want you waking she up with your nonsense.
How could you believe I watching the little creator, eh? You's a wicked woman, eh? Oh, you're so wicked.
My duty is to protect that young lady because I agree to take she in.
But I ain't watching the girl, Coretta. I ain't watching she, I swear.
Look, get your drunken self from in front this door and go and sleep in the hammock. You get me mad and I'm gonna dash out all your things in the morning.
Why you don't dash out yourself too, Coretta? How a wicked woman like you ever enter me life, eh?
You want I dig one coffin you and fly you down the step? But God knows I already send me prayers. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, I'm putting you out.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.